Hello, everybody, and welcome to Behind the Crest, an inside look at what's happening with PC. This week, we meet the visual designers behind the 2012 production and find out what it takes to create a quality visual program. My name is Matt Lackey, and I'll be your host on this behind-the-scenes look at Pacific Crest. Everyone I know has a favorite visual moment from a drum corps show. I grew up with drum corps during the 90s, where drill riders were really starting to experiment and push the bounds of the activity. Even back then, I was asking myself, how do they come up with this stuff? It seems so effortless. Pacific Crest visual coordinator Ralph Pace helps answer the question.
I'm a firm believer that the music is your first process, and then everything flows from there. You've got two really great talents with Stephen and Angela. We'll see how the phrases relate to each section, and then we'll block that section. But I like to allow their creativity to come through, and then I'll tweak it from there if I think it needs tweaking. So I'm just trying to give them some of my experience and what works and what doesn't work. You know, I made all the mistakes, been there, done that, but I want to see they really blossom. And I'm just behind the scenes supporting that.
Ultimately, the music does create the show, and what it's about and what you hear should also be what you see visually.
2012 marks Angela Towsley's fourth year with the Corps and third season as Color Guard Caption Head. Her strong dance background includes a Bachelor's of Fine Arts from Cornish College of the Arts, choreographer for Rhapsody Winter Guard, and Color Guard designer for some of Southern California's top high school programs.
I'm definitely thinking of visual ideas, but a lot of times it's source material when we're first starting. So it's not necessarily what it will sound like, but it's just an idea. I constantly evolve as the music evolves and becomes a show and becomes thematic. The design team in general is very collaborative. It's very much of a conversation. I know that Pete and I are working on some stuff together so that we can make sure that it's got this energetic and cool feeling just based on the music and the visual ideas to make sure that they all coordinate together.
While Angela's job during the winter season consists primarily of working with the design team, instructing and teaching the members of PC is what keeps her coming back year after year.
One of the best things is getting to spend 7 days a week with them for 3 months. I know that sounds kind of strange, but I love to watch the kids grow and evolve and grow into their performance. When they come in December and who they are by August is just a completely different person. And I know that really doesn't have anything to do with the show, but that's why I love teaching.
I think it's a great opportunity for me to take what I've learned from all my experiences, and I'm able to put them together and create something for a bunch of kids that, you know, that are looking for that opportunity to do something great, just like I was when I was in the group.
Steven Estudillo has been Pacific Crest drill writer since 2010. He currently is the Cavaliers visual caption head and writes drill professionally full-time. He was actually one of my first students when he marched with the Corps from 03 to 05. He aged out in 08, joined the PC Viz staff the next year, and him and I have really been friends ever since.
We're currently in a Panera Bread restaurant. One of the reasons why I like to come and work here is because it creates kind of a busy atmosphere around me. Sometimes when you're stuck in a room writing, it's a little too quiet, and it becomes difficult to kind of think outside the box when you're kind of contained in a box.
None of the design jobs seem easy, but drill writing creates an unusual set of circumstances. You have to create something out of nothing.
It's an interesting interplay between what is already there and what I can imagine. Sometimes some of the music just demands a specific visual intent. And with those ideas, it kind of comes a little easier. But there are other times where I have to sit there and let the music kind of sing in my mind and kind of see what I can come up with within the music. So it goes back and forth. It could be a little bit of both. So just doing the show about color, there's so many opportunities, so many options. There's so many, I mean, and it's so familiar to everyone. We need to write something that's very, very tangible for the audience while still being creative with what we want to do.
As you've heard over and over again, the PC design process is highly collaborative and involves every member of the team. That's important because the show you see on the field doesn't belong to any one person. It involves the designers, the instructors, and most importantly, the members who perform it. The show this year is going to be a lot of fun, and I hope you all get a chance to go check it out.